festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure. That's what friends are for.
Okay, everybody, what's up? Hey, you're listening to Radio Zero. It's just past 2 o'clock. It's Friday, May 16th. I hope I'm not too close to this microphone. I feel like I kind of am. All right, just going to turn that down a little bit. There we go. Yeah, right in the sweet spot. Cool. Yo, what's up? I'm Cam. Tyler's on the way. He's taking his bicycle today, so yeah, he's going to be a couple of minutes late. You're listening to, first of all, Radio Zero on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. British Columbia, Canada, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you very much. We're out of UBC. Today is beautiful. It's the start of summer, really. Finally, we had some time where it's not raining here in Vancouver. It's really nice. I've been riding my bike. My legs are sore every day from it. It rules. So I have a bunch of weird kind of, I don't know, just kind of like sunshiny music that I'm going to put on today. Yeah, I don't know what Tyler's got planned in store. We have all kinds of events happening this weekend. We'll tell you all about that stuff. We might do a True Life Stories. If you want to get at us and give us a suggestion, if we're going to do it, we'll do it in the next half hour. Or at the end of half an hour, sorry. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Tweet us a suggestion. And we'll see what happens. If there's a good one, then maybe we'll do one. If there's something appropriately embarrassing, something like that. Other than that, we're going to be playing, we're going to be coming live and direct with all kinds of musical vibes for your delicious listening pleasure. Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of it. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Call us if you want to. You can get me on the landline, 604-822-2487. And go to radiozero.ca. You can see some archive stuff from the past weeks. Highlights include Mr. Liam J.R. Butler of Penn Street Steppers played all kinds of chill music. Yeah, anyway, let's get into it. I'm just going to, yeah, give you about a half an hour here. So, what are we listening to right now? Oh, by the way, yeah, production value. You hear that? Every week. We're getting it every week. All right. Yeah, we're listening to the Jones Girls right now. This is an old one, but it's a sweet, sweet gem. So, yeah, get stoked. We'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. Radio Zero, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you.
really shouldn't think about it.
Thank you.
Oh, know you know I'm there. But you always seem to come first before you stop looking and stare. You freaky buffoon.
Than what I was before. When I touch you, I'm all misunderstood.
Hold on, bring it. Huh.
The Haiti with a splash of gin.
Well,
one false move, you get him again. They would girl with a drug of choice.
Uh-huh.
Mr. TV and a Rolls Royce.
Oh,
so glad I can sing for you. Just do for me what I do.
What I do for you.
I can't decide, pretty baby.
CITR 101.9 FM and the Vinyl Record Storage Company present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair Weekend, Saturday, May 17th and Sunday, May 18th at the Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th Avenue in Vancouver. A two-day vinyl record extravaganza with a totally different group of vendors each day. Thousands and thousands of vinyl records for sale, plus turntables, audio gear, memorabilia, and more. It's only $3 at the door, and with admission comes a Vancouver vinyl discount card for 10% off 10 Vancouver record stores, and the Main Street meal ticket. Dine out on Main Street and let us help with the bill. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and an old-fashioned outdoor barbecue by personal chef Derek Scott. On both days, the fair is open from 11 a.m. till 4. Go to vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Yeah, the state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
From June 18th to the 22nd, it's the 8th annual Sled Island Festival, featuring over 250 bands, films, artists, and comedians spread across 30-plus venues concentrated in the downtown core and surrounding areas of Calgary, Alberta. Featuring bands such as St. Vincent, Dan Deacon, Killer Mike, Rennie Wilson, and so much more. Passes are on sale now. For tickets and more information, go to sledisland.com.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How is everybody doing? Glad the mics were off for that. this is Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Tyler, and Cam is here.
Hey, guys.
We were just making some awesome jokes with the microphones off. Really happy that they were off. Just want to say shout out to Joanne.
What's up, Joanne?
Up at Coco A Olive. And Steven. Hey. And Matisse.
Hey.
But Matisse is out sailing somewhere, I think. Her and Skipper, I think, are trying to sail to like wherever the wind takes them.
Timbuktu.
Yeah,
I think I saw Matisse yesterday on the street.
I couldn't
be sure if it was.
I guess Matisse's sailing license ran out or whatever. She hasn't renewed it or something.
Uh-huh.
So their plan was to go down to the sailing place with a bag of trophies.
And be like, these are the sailing trophies that I've won.
Yeah,
re-up my license.
Oh, she was going to give the shit this like racing harness or whatever
from when she used to sail race.
And so she wanted to trade that for like a few sailboat rentals for the summer. And
oh, I see. Like, they're going to go down there and barter with somebody.
And use the trophies as leverage to be like, my license is valid. Like, I'm a good sailor.
Why doesn't she just get her license?
I don't know. Re-upped? Whatever. It's still pretty cute.
Yeah, okay.
I like the idea of just going into a place with a box of trophies and be like, listen. So, they're sailing, yeah, I think they're sailing out somewhere, so that's cool. Hope you guys are having fun.
Is that the equivalent of, like, taking a crate of records to, like, Earl's and being like, I can handle the music selection in here for the next month?
I don't know.
And maybe give me some free dinner?
No, because she's trading something for the sellable rentals.
Oh, right. Sorry. So you would have to give up some headphones or something.
I'd have to give them, well, something they would need.
Yeah, right. Forks. Like if you had a bag of
forks. A bag of Earl's forks.
If you were to round up all your albino rhino glasses.
You know, in the 90s, this wouldn't have been... Actually, I've got a couple of those at home.
I think you're redlining those mic levels. You're too close.
This one's tricky.
I know.
In the 90s,
yep.
That me showing up to Earl's with a bag of Earl's cutlery...
Yeah, would have been realistic.
Realistic.
I know. Everyone I know, that would have been realistic.
My sister stole it every single time we went there.
Mm-hmm.
So our house was just full of Earl's cutlery.
Yep. All the dudes that I hung out with when I was still living in Calgary, when they had moved out of their parents' place and they had gotten their own place, everybody had 100% albino rhino pint glasses in their cupboards.
Oh my god!
Go over for a party. Can I interest you in an albino rhino?
You know what I've noticed about those pint glasses? Since I have a couple at home,
yep, they're not quite a pint.
They're not even close. They're made out of so much glass.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is awesome and heavy. And then, like, I found, like, you know, like a regular 14-ounce sleeve glass.
Sure.
And one of these.
Yeah.
And I was like, something's up with this. And I was, like, wondering how much volume was the difference, you know?
Right.
Filled the thing up with the water and poured it into the other one. And it was, like, 4 ounces. It was, like, way short. Like, 4 or 5 ounces short.
Yeah. That's too bad.
That's pretty tight.
That's very sneaky stuff.
Pretty sneaky stuff. But, hey.
Pretty sneaky stuff.
Earl's got some wild deals on wings these days, I've noticed on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you follow Earl's on Facebook?
No, but they get...
Earl's Canada. How do they know?
They get promoted posts to me only on my phone. I can't get love... I can't get ad blocker on my phone. Love blocker.
Right. Love blocker.
No, I do that myself.
That's right. There you go.
There you go.
The
truth comes out.
All right, let's talk about what's going on this weekend. It's long weekend, everybody.
Happy long weekend, guys. Yeah, this is going to be fun. What is going on this weekend? Well, tonight is the launch of Hotline at the Fox Cabaret with Derek Duncan, and it's his weekly. He's doing all the programming. Tonight, awesome tapes from Africa.
Yep.
Is coming in to play. You should check out that website. There's tons of really cool music on it.
Yep.
Awesome tapes from Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
wherein he plays exactly what it sounds like.
That is, yeah. He finds awesome tapes from Africa and plays those. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And Josh Magnetic Ring is also going to be DJing there tonight. He's got an excellent record collection, so...
He has an astounding record collection.
It's unreal, yeah. So the tunes will be pretty on point all night tonight at the Fox. That's, I believe, starts at nine times. Does anybody knows what the principal in Ferris Bueller was referring to when he said nine times? I don't know, I'll buy you a beer or something.
Or call in.
Or five. I'll buy you five beers.
Five.
That's a weird amount.
Make it a sixer.
Nope. You can come by.
Five.
You,
five beers.
Five beers. If you know what the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off is referring to when he says nine times.
Very good.
Holler at us on our Twitter at Radio Zero Radio, and we'll arrange something.
Hey, Ice Cream Social is happening tonight too.
That is happening tonight at the Biltmore with me and you and Justin and Trevor. That's everybody.
And Dash. Everybody's all back.
Dash is back. I haven't talked to him today. I should give him a call.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you want to come down and say hi to...
Huge reunion.
Yeah, because everybody has been gone for the past 3 months.
Yeah.
Everybody was everywhere. Trevor was... Where was he at? He was somewhere for
Trevor
a while.
Trevor was in Palm Springs.
Palm Springs.
I was in Australia.
Justin was in Japan.
Yeah.
Dash was in Iraq.
Yeah.
Man. Elise was in Australia. Nobody was there. I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
You were there. Just holding it down.
Holding it down. That is tonight. Also, tomorrow night, Blood Diamonds is coming to play at the Fox with, I believe, some Chapel Sound kids, DJ Sad Girl, and maybe somebody else.
The Mike Tuckers.
Mike and the Tuckers.
Mad Mike and the Tucky Tucks.
Mad Mike and the Tuckers is coming through. So, Blood Diamonds tomorrow night. Tonight, awesome tapes from Africa. Sunday, Floating Points is going to be at the Beaumont Studios.
Get your tickets online at leisurecollective.ca.
Go to leisurecollective.ca and get your tickets there. Floating Points is going to rip. They've got some unique drink specials in mind.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And it's a really, really nice place to go and have a...
Yeah, it's a good party spot.
Have a
little dance.
Social mixer and dance event.
Experience thrilling dance music.
Yeah. So let's, speaking of thrilling dance music.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get cracking here. Yesterday I went to the park and met up with, first I went to Dairy Queen and got a couple blizzards.
Okay.
And,
Couple personal blizzards?
No, one for another man and one for me.
One for a different man.
Another one for a different man.
The man that you were going to meet.
We would go to this nice park next to Canada Place
and
there.
Consume and a blizzard.
Have the blizzards and then I would knock a couple bucks off the price of his Nash the Slash records that I got from him.
Wow.
So I traded a guy a blizzard and 20 bucks.
Sorry, what? Sorry. First of all, it's amazing that you have accessed some Nash the Slash records, but
yeah,
you experienced a record deal.
Using blizzards as currency.
You exchanged a blizzard for a deal on a Nash the Slash record.
Yeah.
We could have just done this as the whole talking point for this entire little segment. We didn't need to talk about any of the events happening. Yeah. None of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a really nice time.
Good job. That's cool music.
If you're gonna do something, you gotta go all the way. So I got two records. I got Dreams and Nightmares, and I didn't bring the other one. I can't remember what it is.
Don't worry about it.
Anyhow, this is Islands from Dreams and Nightmares by Nash and Slash here on Radio Zero. Hit us up on the Twitter at Radio Zero Radio with the 9 times, and we'll go from there. right, that's going to be it for us for the show for today. Nardwar is coming up in a few minutes with the Dish Rags. Coming on, or one member of the Dish Rags is coming through on the show today. And I'm going to go to the beach. What are you up to, Cam?
Back to work for this guy.
Back to the office.
Get back to the office, huh?
Well, that's good. You'll have something to show for at the end of...
When?
I don't know.
I hope it's soon.
I'll have nothing to show for at the beach.
Well, you probably have a tan.
I'll have a tan. But I mean, you can buy a tan. all right. So, everybody, enjoy your weekend, your long weekend. This is D-Mark Cantu with Long Weekend from the brand new Long Weekend out on 12-inch out of Moss Deep. I think that's how you pronounce that.
Moss Deep?
Moss
Deep. Moss Deep?
Out of Deep? Holland, I believe they're from. Anyhow, guys, have a great weekend. Stay tuned for Nardwar, and we'll see you next Friday.
Cool. Burger. Burger.
Bunch of crap, everybody's talking about yourself. I know I'm with some rockers, got you some onion talking. What do you want me to be? In this kind of world, tell me I'm better at base. More than I've ever heard. Tell me I'm better at base, something isn't coming down. Just waiting for someone to put me down. That it wasn't tonight. What is that? How do you shrink and fuss? What do you want me to be? Play me fun. Do you want me to be? What is that? Do you want me to be? Anybody I know? Do you want me to be? Oh, please say I know. Do you want me to be? Gotta grab me that.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have in the studio today?
Jade Blade, Dishrags.
And?
Jason Flower, Supreme Echo Records.
And please explain, who is Jade Blade? Who is Jason Flower? We'll start with you, Jade Blade. Who is Jason Flower?
Jason Flower runs Supreme Echo. He's from Victoria, and he's a fan of all sorts of music, including, I think, the Dishrags.
And Jason, who is Jade Blade?
Jade Blade is the one of the singers and guitarists of possibly North America's first all-women punk rock group, a group that started on the outskirts of Victoria and were a seminal group in the very first wave of punk in Vancouver.
And you're live here today on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show.
Woo! Thanks for having us.
And Jade, speaking of live, what did we just hear off the top?
That was a song that was written by my cousin, Chris Arnett, of the Furies. And Chris Arnett, well, that was Vancouver's first punk band. And then we got to open for them in July 77. And that was a song that they played. They broke up, which meant that we could steal some of their songs. So that was a cover of a Fury song.
And that particular song is on a brand new LP, Jason.
That's correct.
That is being released in 2 weeks.
In one week.
Could you explain about that?
Yes, this is an LP that's compiling all of the trio material. So the trio existed from the end of 76 up until near the end of 79. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and so it's only the trio material. It includes all of their studio output from that era, as well as compiles 14 yet-to-be-released, yet-to-be-heard live soundboard recordings.
And you're going to have a release party.
Yes, we're going to, on the 24th, which is a week Saturday, we're going to do four meet and greets at four different record stores during the day. We're going to start at Neptune on Main, then we're going to go down to Dandelion, then we're going to scoot over to Zulu, and we're going to finish up at Music Madhouse in Burnaby. And then in the evening, the